I know. I'm trying to.
He won't. I can't get on.
I wish I had another call.
Fuck the Bucci.
Hey, Tico. How are you doing?
Tengo miedo de él.
Oh, okay.
He said, tengo miedo de él. That means I'm scared of him.
You're scared of me? Why are you scared of Bucci?
Why are you scared of Bucci? Me golpeo en el puppy ball.
Oh, that means he hit me at the puppy ball.
No, I brushed up against you, Tico. Now, come on. You know, you're playing the victim card, as you often do. Oh, I'm getting shoved. No, I got rubbed the wrong way.
Yeah, I gotta go. He's crying now.
All right,
I gotta go.
Bucci flipped me off. Double middle fingers. Well, probably deserved it. Tico's a very cute dog, though. Alan and Tico go together like dog and another dog. They go together like two dogs. If you have an animal with a really fluffy coat that so fluffy that you lose your keys in it, I would like to know, because my hair, while being thick, full, and virulent, if that's the word, I could use it to be a little fluffier and softer. It tends to, it kind of is as tough as old wire. But, so if you have any hair care tips, if you have a specifically fluffy Pomeranian or a specifically fluffy Percular Clown, I would like to get some advice. Because my current wife won't go anywhere near my hair. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
It's more of like a wife adage. I can't wait to ask Micah if he has an animal. The reason I thought this is because I have this, as you heard with my wife called, I have this very contentious relationship with these animals. And I really want to try to get them to be more, certainly polite, but also just try to, like, maybe listen to the show and be more actively engaged. I'm going to get into this. I'm getting back into this gyroscope. You ever be depressed while sitting in a gyroscope and spinning around? I'm probably the saddest person who's ever been in a gyroscope. This thing is doing nothing for me. There's the boy. Wow, he got a deep tan. Micah's been gone for a couple weeks. You should see his tan. Wow. He's as tan as, what are you as tan as? You're as tan as a brown leather belt. Micah, do you have any animals?
Yeah.
You do? Wow. What animals do you have?
Cat.
You have a cat? What's its name?
Jimmy.
Now, I know this is a personal question, but is it a cute little boopaloo? Does he have a little cute little face that you kind of, you know, shower with a million kisses?
Yep.
You grab its little head and kiss it?
You know it.
Is it the only thing you've ever kissed?
Probably.
Oh, that's sad. Missed you, man. Okay, that's pretty cold. One more time, you got any chances to call in? Or we want to, what's your cat's name?
Jimmy,
you said that. Does he listen to Bucci?
Nope.
Does he listen to your show?
Nope.
Such a snob. All right, well, this was a kind of a flop, but that's okay. I really enjoy listening to the animals. This show is for all God and Allah's creatures. And I hope going forward we can remember that. So next week, if you want to call in and as your ball python, that'd be great. I once went into a lot of animal talk today for some reason, but I once a red-tailed boa, about 4 feet long, grabbed me, and I went up to my wristwatch in it, and it took two people to pry it off me. And I said, "No. I don't want you to. Let's keep it here for a second. I don't like shaking hands, and no one wants to shake hands with a guy with a boa constrictor wrapped around its hand." I could have sworn that was a Bucci adage.
Bucci.
Oh, it is.
Adage.
Okay. I will be back next week, probably. I don't know. That's it. Micah, do you want a treat? I got all these treats.
I don't see any.
All on my hand.
Oh, you animal treats.
Yeah. No, my little fingers. Don't you want to chew on them? All right, he said yes, but after the show. All right, whatever. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online, and all the time at WFMU.org. It was really nice hearing from all your animals. And let's just get back into the gyroscope and let that take us out. Oh, baby, you should see the face I'm making now. Molson Ice. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Gucci.
This is A Course in Miracles. It is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. This course can therefore be summed up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. Yet does he follow, sure that he is safe, because his Father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practicing to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. If we forget the way, we count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our footsteps now, that we may walk more certainly and quickly unto you. And we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing as we review the thoughts that you have given us. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Here is the answer to your search for peace. Here is the key to meaning in a world that seems to make no sense. Here is the way to safety in apparent dangers that appear to threaten you at every turn and bring uncertainty to all your hopes of ever finding quietness and peace. Here are all questions answered. Here, the end of all uncertainty, ensured at last. The unforgiving mind is full of fear and offers love no room to be itself, no place where it can spread its wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world. The unforgiving mind is sad, without the hope of respite and release from pain. It suffers and abides in misery, peering about in darkness, seeing not, yet certain of the danger lurking there. Each unforgiving mind presents you with an opportunity to teach your own how to forgive itself. Each one awaits release from hell through you, and turns to you imploringly for heaven here and now. It has no hope, but you become its hope. And as its hope, do you become your own. The unforgiving mind must learn through your forgiveness that it has been saved from hell. And as you teach salvation, you will learn. Yet all your teaching and your learning will be not of you, but of the teacher who was given you to show the way to you. The unforgiving mind does not believe that giving and receiving are the same. Yet we will try to learn today that they are one through practicing forgiveness toward one whom you think of as an enemy and one whom you consider as a friend. And as you learn to see them both as one, we will extend the lesson to yourself and see that their escape included yours. Begin the practice period by thinking of someone you do not like, who seems to irritate you, or to cause regret in you if you should meet him. One you actively despise, or merely try to overlook. It does not matter what the form your anger takes. You probably have chosen him already. He will do. Now close your eyes and see him in your mind. And look at him a while. Try to perceive some light in him somewhere. A little gleam which you had never noticed. Try to find some little spark of brightness shining through the ugly picture that you hold of him. Look at this picture till you see a light somewhere within it. And then try to let this light extend until it covers him and makes the picture beautiful and good. Look at this changed perception for a while. And turn your mind to one you call a friend. Try to transfer the light you learned to see around your former enemy to him. Perceive him now as more than friend to you. For in that light, his holiness shows you your Savior, saved and saving, healed and whole. Then let him offer you the light you see in him, and let your enemy and friend unite in blessing you with what you gave. Now are you one with them, and they with you. Now have you been forgiven by yourself.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, or Uncle Mo if you prefer. This is an experiment in extreme niche broadcasting. New religious movements, religious cults, individuals of a mystical inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard a deeply inspired audio experience by Beverly Hutchinson, who is a instructor in A Course in Miracles, a section of a piece called The Holy Instant. Music by Steve Halpern, for all you New Age music fans. A Course in Miracles, where to begin? If you're not familiar, this is a channeled text that came to us by through a primary school teacher by the name of Helen Shookman, who began communing with divine presence in the 1960s. And came up with this non-dualistic set of teachings based on what did she call it? The monkey mind, or the training the fragmented mind, or I forgot what the phraseology is, but retraining the mind to accept non-duality and overcoming limitations and obstacles that prevent us from growing emotionally all that jazz. Made famous on the Oprah Winfrey Show when she brought on Marianne Williamson back in the 90s. So that's that. I want to return now to our friends over in Glendale, California, the Academy of Nishance. With the spiritual presence of Sri Ann Ray Colton. Nishance was an early New Age learning seminar program based on various Eastern philosophical principles such as karma and reincarnation, with a little theosophy, and some inspired teachings as well from the Radha Swami sect. One of the early syncretic new religious movements, culling a bit from here and there and creating a new set of holistic principles. I'm not sure if Nishance is still around. However, for many years, they would come out with records. Ann Ray Colton would write songs, and the members of Nishance would perform them all throughout the 70s and 80s. They would come out with these extremely rare private press devotional records that nobody wants except me. I'm the only fool that would pay like up to $30 for one of these insanely rare Nishance records. But that's how it is in my extreme niche fantasy life that I get to play out once a week right here. In any case, I would like to play a couple of tracks from one of their records called Anthem for the Soul. Anthems for the Soul. Not sure what year this is from, but you'll get a little sense of what they're about. The Ann Ray Colton School of Nishance from Glendale, California. I'll be right back.
Go now to the waters.
pretty dreadful. It's always a mixed bag with the Nishins folks. These are, like I said, extremely rare records that nobody wants. Some of them aren't even on Discogs or any website for that matter, but they do exist. And we just heard from one of them, Anthems for the Soul. My Soul, obviously. Grains of Wheat. Go Thou to the Waters. So, Gabriel of Urantia is dead, finally. For many years, he was the steward, leader of a fledgling cult in Arizona called Aquarian Concepts. Exerted extreme control over his minions, developed an extremely bizarre habitat based on principles culled from the Book of Urantia, which is another channeled text based on extremely out there cosmological principles about Jesus and Satan having wars in outer space. Anyway, he claimed to be a character, a reincarnated personage of one of the principal characters in the Book of Urantia, Michael of Nebadon or Prince Halifax or some other ridiculous sounding bad sci-fi thing, started a cult in the late 1980s based on these principles. Extreme megalomaniacal interests, but somehow generated a following, and they had their own little paradise of what they called an eco-village in Arizona. The probably the worst part about this cult is that if you were a member, you were forced to play backup for his ridiculous, awful, folky, new age prog rock band that he called the Talius Van. Something or other, Talius Van Cosmo Pop Orchestra or something like that. Really just the most god-awful, insipid, self-indulgent, unlistenable nonsense you've ever heard. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Just bad is the best adjective to describe Talius Van. So got his members to play backup for him or to sing backup, and this went on for many years, generating some of the worst music in popular musical history. And then finally he died. I don't know if the cult is still in existence, if someone has taken over as the main channel for Michael of Nebadon or whatever bizarre personage he was trying to reach. What I'm going to play today is probably, I don't know how to say this. It's not my favorite. I mean, well, okay, yes. Of all the Thalias Van records, it's my favorite, but that doesn't mean it's not bad. It's still really quite bad. This is his first record. It's called Unicorn Love. It was made in 1985 when Gabriel discovered the Book of Urantia and decided that he had spiritual connections to it. So he came out with this record as some kind of artistic, symbolic homage to whatever bizarre, megalomaniacal feelings he was having at that moment. And it's just completely all over the place, out there, insipid, but oddly... amusing. So we're going to play here some choice cuts from Unicorn Love from 1985, from Thalias Van, aka Gabriel of Urantia, aka Anthony Delavin, Rest in Pieces. I'll be right back.
Did love make them for the high color of a field? Red and white and gold, a rainbow blend, that's nature's trend of saying friend. To very late, open wings upon their tips, together forming little lambs in ships. Flowers, did love make them? Thank you.
that trapped me in a net. I didn't know when it wasn't you that set me free. It just seemed as though we were always meant to be. No love.
is earthly can console the eternal thirst of my heart.
Talius Van / Gabrielle of your Rancho experience. Just god awful. And it gets worse. His music got worse as his ego inflated, as his cult developed. And I guess finally it just got so bad that he died. That was from his freshman effort from 1985 entitled Unicorn Love. We heard the track title, Unicorn Love, preceded by Thinking How I Loved You, and we started with Flowers. That's probably the best track on that record. Someone on the message board said Dunning-Kruger. That really adequately describes the overall Gabrielle of Urantia vibe. If you want to find out more, I strongly suggest you pick up a book entitled New Age Grifter. It goes into detail about Gabrielle and the cult and everything that this guy did. I mean, he's it's just mind-blowingly atrocious. The whole story is just a rubbernecker, as they say. Anyway, yeah, great read. New Age Grifter. Forgot the name of the guy who wrote it, but it is available through Feral House. Okay, I need a Children of God break. Of course, Children of God, if you don't know, is the second worst thing that happened in the 60s. First, the worst thing, of course, is the Vietnam War. But second to that is the Children of God cult. Pastor David Berg. Another megalomaniac pervert discovered that he could control hippies by getting them to believe that he was God. And so he did that and mobilized an entire population of hippies, sexually and otherwise, and created this worldwide movement, the Children of God, which eventually morphed into the Family International in the later on in the 70s and became sort of a corporate structured cult. But early on, it was very loose and hippie-ish and full of prostitution and sexual exploitation of minors. A lot of music came out of it. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from one of their tapes, sort of homemade, non-commercial tapes that were distributed throughout the various camps of the Children of God. It's called My Love is the Wild Wind, probably 69, 70-ish, I'd say. And I'll be right back.
The kisses of David will set you free. So take one kiss and you will find exactly what I mean. My love is a wild wind, blowing wild and free. And when it blows, you know it moves. It moves me. The spirit of David will give you life eternally. So if you hear the wind, it is calling you. Come make love to me. Oh, oh, oh.
My love is a wild wind, blowing wild and free. And when it blows, you know it moves. It moves me.
Who can catch the wild wind?
La 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 la. my servant. He is my voice. He is my mouth, my heart, and my soul.
Whoa, 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 yeah, oh,
how they kiss, rejoice and dance. Oh, how they kiss, rejoice and dance. Oh, how they kiss, rejoice and dance.
Tell me, oh,
how they kiss. Oh, oh, rejoice and dance. Oh, oh, how they kiss. Rejoice and dance.
One more time.
Days of heaven, spending my time with you. Days of heaven, there's no other place on earth to be than with you. There is no sunshine like the sunshine of your smile. There is no fragrance like the flowers in your hair. There is no love when you're not there. Days of heaven, spending my time with you. Days of heaven, there's no other place on earth to be than with you. I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there.
Sun so bright, flowers so colorful, and the grass so green. Days of heaven.
I'm going there to see my Savior. I'm going there to put you on.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Just got a couple of minutes left. I'm just going to play a little bit of the music of the John Frum Cargo Cult in the South Pacific, and then it's time for Vocal Fry.
Yeah. New York among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, Jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac. Jack, Wally Cox is eefing, and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
Love. because